Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you as we launch into hour number one of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website. That, once again, is freetalklive.com. Lots of great stuff. I think you'll enjoy it. We got a lot to talk about tonight here. In fact, last night I mentioned that there was going to be a top 10. I think I mentioned it was going to be a top 10 list. If not, I did say it was going to be some sort of sexual-related issue since we wrapped up the show with this weirdo thing about purity balls. We'll take things in a different direction tonight and go with the top 10 things you... Is it never knew about sex, Mark?
That's correct. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, number one. Typical lovemaking.
Wait, are we going from 1 to 10, or are we going from 10 to 1?
Well, it says from 1 to 10. I don't think that it's the most, you know...
So number 1 isn't the most unlikely thing you
right.
ever...
Right, it's okay. Just a list of
just
10
list.
Things.
Right. Gotcha.
From the digital...
Let's go from 10 to 1. It's just more fun to do it that
way. Okay, thedigitalbeat.com. Number 10. 70% of women would rather eat chocolate than have sex.
7 out of 10 women?
Yep, sorry to say.
Julia, chocolate or sex?
Sex.
I'd like to see the Free Talk Live ladies respond to a poll on that one.
I can't believe
that.
I'm curious as to what age group this is, because is it 25-year-olds or...
That's an important question.
40-year-old, been married for 20 years, cranky women...
Who's to say that a woman who's been married for years and 40 years old would enjoy sex?
That is true, but typically it's a stereotype that after, you know, a marriage, a lot of times after 20 years, couples stop having sex.
I don't know.
I hear about it a lot.
I'm just going to read the top 10.
I mean, is really to ladies, is chocolate that good?
I would say that if they'd rather eat chocolate than have sex, then somebody's not doing something
good. That's where I was going to go with that. I mean, that must mean that 7 out of 10 women just haven't had very good sex.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd like to know what you think, ladies, at 800-259-9231. I mean, it seems to me that those individuals have partners that are less than satisfying, not interested in satisfying them, or something like that. I think that is that's a problem that afflicts a lot of American sexual relationships, that, you know, the women aren't necessarily speaking up for what they want out of the relationship, out of the sex, and so therefore they're not getting it, and they got a guy that's just, you know, ready to, he's got no problem getting off. It's just the
guys generally
care about
don't.
The lady.
And but some women have more trouble than others. You know, some gals have to go for an hour to make it happen, whereas, you know, some a couple of minutes.
An hour.
I'm not kidding you.
It sounds to me like there might be some other things that could be done before the actual intercourse in that particular case, too.
The women have to figure it out before they can even tell their men, you know, and some women don't
That's
know.
That's true.
And
That's
some
true.
Women are really shy, and they don't like talking about stuff like that.
Right. All right, so if you've got a comment on this chocolate versus sex thing, 800-259-9231, number 9.
Many elderly men can and do have frequent sex. At age 70, 73% of males, still potent.
And yeah, they're still ready to go.
30% of women at 80 or older still have sex.
That's why there are so many 80. Dirty old men.
They can.
Right. They don't lose that drive.
God bless them.
They don't lose the drive. It just gets more and more difficult for them. I mean, if their wife is dead and that sort of thing, it just gets more difficult for them to actually have the find a partner.
I think this is the nugget of gold. Number 8 is the nugget of gold hidden,
number
hidden in
here. Number
1? Number 8 is number 1.
Okay.
Sex cures headaches.
I knew that.
Endorphins released in our bloodstream when we have sex not only give us pleasure, but also act as painkillers. Useful information to whip out the next time your partner uses the headache reason to say no.
Ah, yes. It might solve the problem.
I don't know that the headache reason, I've never had it used. I think that might be a generational issue.
You know? I'd say I'm tired is a more used excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm too tired.
Yeah, I'm just not interested.
Well, now, sex could either wake you up or put you to sleep.
It should do both. Considering that it's controlled by your autonomic nervous system, it should wake you up while you're doing it, and then you should be very relaxed, much more relaxed when you're done.
I think it has something to do with other factors, though. For instance, if you have sex in the morning, you're not going to go back to sleep. You're going to get up, you're going to be refreshed, you're going to be ready for your day. If you're having sex late at night, before you're ready to go to sleep, it's going to help you get to sleep sooner. And you said that you knew that already, Julia. How is it that that you knew that?
Well, this is one of my favorite topics, and I've done a lot of research.
Headaches?
No. Human sexuality. So
gotcha.
I've done a lot of research, and I've come across that fact several times.
You know what they call girls that have done a lot of research on sex?
I know. What?
Well learned.
You were laughing like that was going to be an entertaining thing you were going to say.
It's because everybody else knows what I was talking about.
I see.
Oh.
Number 7.
On any given day, 400 million people around the world, 1 in 17 of us, will have sexual intercourse.
Wow.
Broken down further, 4,000 people are having sex at any given time.
I had always wondered about that. Any instant, how many people are engaging in copulation and
sexual
intercourse?
I never wondered that, even for a moment.
I wonder how many of those people are not married and how many religious people that would make angry.
I don't know. I was also sort of in that same vein. I always sort of wondered, well, you know, how many people die every second? Mm-hmm. Similarly, how many people are born every second?
I've heard those statistics before, but they don't stick out in my mind.
Yeah. Number 6, Mark.
Homosexuality is not unique to humans. Many species have been observed engaging in homosexual activity. In fact, male bats have the highest rate of homosexuality of all mammals.
I knew that.
What do they mean?
Wow.
What are they doing? Because to me, like, homosexuality is at least one specific act. What are the bats doing?
Well, they're having homosexual sex.
I guess.
I mean, if they're mammals, right, they have the organs.
Yeah, well, yes, they do, I guess. I mean, they're not all the same or anything.
Well, you don't have to have sex to be homosexual.
That's true.
What if you just like to kiss guys?
Well, bats can only do so much.
See,
sure
that's what I tell my wife. What?
The animals aren't interested. Animals, many of them aren't interested in sex for
I understand.
For pleasure purposes. But I wonder about that in the case of the homosexual bats. Are they having sex for pleasure purposes? Is that like unusual for them? That's something I don't really know very much.
Right,
about.
Because it wouldn't be for reproductive purposes, which is what they suggest about
unless
animals.
Right.
See, and that's the other thing is I'm sure it gets into it somewhere in here. You know, having sex for just fun.
Mm-hmm.
There are species that do that, but it sounds obviously the bats aren't doing this for reproductive purposes. So this must be homosexual sex for fun.
You would think, right?
It seems like there's probably more homosexual sex for fun than there is heterosexual sex for fun in the animal kingdom.
800-259-9231. We've got 5 more, and I'm going to hold on to those here because we've got phone calls rolling in like crazy. We've got to go to them. Let's talk to Max in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hey, Max.
Hey, I just want to know what you guys think about sex.
All right, well, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I like it. How about you, Julia?
Like it myself as well.
Mark, what do you think about sex?
It's fine, thanks.
It's a great question. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John in New Hampshire? John going once?
Hey there.
Hey, John. What's on your mind?
Hey,
sir?
Gang. Geez, you threw me off topic here. I'd have to say it depends on the chocolate and it depends on the sex partner. But other than that, I was calling about a follow-up on a call last night about somebody said that there was some training for presidential candidates.
They were wondering if there was such a thing, yes.
I think there certainly is. I think that the people who control, and by the way, this is a good reason for people to come to New Hampshire, come to the Republic of New Hampshire, because we don't stand a lot of hope in the national gang. I believe that there are people who ended up putting Kerry versus Bush, because Kerry and Bush are both people that the people who love big government can live with. There's a reason they squashed Dean with the Dean scream and all that stuff. I'm not going to carry on too much because this subject.
Are you suggesting? I'm not sure if I understand your. I'm not sure if I understand your point. Are you suggesting there's some sort of conspiracy?
I believe that, say, for example, Howard Dean, governor from New Hampshire, governor from Vermont, pardon me, not very well known, not very well proven in the political system, as opposed to Bush, who comes from a family with a lust for power, skull and bones, and there's a guy named Kerry on the other side with a lust for power.
So they haven't necessarily been trained as to how to be a good president. They've been trained as to how to rule over others.
They've been trained to be surrounded by advisors who will get inside their brain. And even if George Bush had different ideas or John Kerry had different ideas, the people they surround themselves with are what...
They're the real influential ones. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both sizes should fit virtually any internet connection, and we do it for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th at Porkfest. You'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C. FEST.com. We've got calls all over the board. We've got to go to them, and hopefully we'll get back to the remaining five things you might not have ever known about sex as we continue with the calls. It's John in New Hampshire. You're on, or excuse me, John in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
You fuck.
All right. See you later.
Oh, my God.
This is getting bad. 800-259-9231. Let's try Max in Florida. We did Max. Let's do Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey there.
I want to diverge from your topic a little bit.
Sure.
You guys have been talking about Somalia over the last couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I just had something somewhat related. The concept of microcredit as a way to loan to the working poor and to entrepreneurs in third world and underdeveloped nations.
What's that? What is a microcredit?
Well, it's basically micro loans because major lending institutions in the West don't have any interest in loaning, say, $600 to a coffee farmer in Nigeria or something
sure.
like that. But there are a couple different websites and organizations out on the web. The most reputable one I've been able to find is Kiva.org. It's Kiva.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a way for individuals to give small business loans to entrepreneurs in other countries. And I thought it was a great alternative to government foreign aid, which is basically just throwing the money away,
sure.
giving it to other governments or... it's not building a sustainable economy in those countries. And I guess the way this works is it's a loan. So you give the money and it gets paid back over the specified period of time. And they partner with local lenders and microcredit institutions in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on the website, they have a whole list of who their partners are. And you don't actually make any interest. It's just you just get your... principal investment back.
Really? And so this is like a completely charitable enterprise.
Not entirely, but yeah.
Well, it is charitable. You get your if you give $200, you get your $200 back, but you don't make any interest on it.
Right. That's charity. I mean, that's like a charity loan, basically.
Well,
charity
yeah,
loan.
It is. But
right.
compared to other forms of charity, where you give $200 and all you get back is warm feelings.
Now it's got to be interesting. I mean, you have to. If you're not even in the same country as the other person, what do you have as far as enforcement measures are concerned? What do you how do you handle that? If the person defaults on the loan, you're just screwed, right?
Not exactly. See, as far as repayment goes, and this, you know, I've looked at the website, and there's only so deep the information goes. They have a repayment rate of 100%. So the way I believe it works, and again, I'm not 100% on this, is that the local lenders are held responsible because they're the ones who actually make the profit. And Kiva is basically just a middleman as far as connecting the donors with the recipients.
I see. So you're actually getting connected with a local lender, and then they're making the decision as to who to lend that out to?
Yeah, and it's their responsibility to qualify the recipients of the loan and to collect the money and pay it back.
Right, and so theoretically, these local lenders are people who've already taken a couple of loans and successfully paid them back, so they're getting a track record of bringing back the money that they take away. And so
right.
that way you're not just completely necessarily risking the money on someone who's never been heard of before.
Right. It sounds like Kiva partners with people who are reputable and who... have a reputation for getting that money back and
Neat.
Loaning it to qualified people.
So it's a way for people who would like to help, have their money help out in maybe third world nations, that sort of thing, that they can get connected with those people. And it's, what is it, KIVA.org?
Yep. It's worth checking out if anybody has any interest in that. I mean,
Neat.
A lot of global problems are problems that deal with poverty. I mean, it's hard to address the actual problem of governments in a lot of these third world countries from a distance, so... This is one way just making the money available to entrepreneurs.
Great. Nick, thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Sort of reminded me of the, I think it's Prosper and Zopa. Those are the two websites that one of them is in the UK, the other one's here in America, where you are, again, sort of, they're sort of removing the middleman, the bank, from the equation and allowing people to sort of link up with one another and loan money at very low risk, sort of low-risk situations.
But in those cases, you do make the
interest. An interest payment in Prosper and Zopa. But either way, very interesting. Let's continue with the calls to Jason in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Jason. What's on your mind?
Sorry to call and interrupt the fantastic program you had going there, so I'll try to be quick and let you get back to it because I can't wait to hear the rest. I've been listening to this podcast trying to catch up on old shows, and you guys were talking about mortgages the other night, probably about a week or so ago, and I've got an interesting mortgage story that I came upon personally. Gosh, maybe about 2 years ago, I started investing in rental properties locally here in Pennsylvania. And came across what's called a no-doc loan, which means you, if you have a credit score that is over a certain number, and mine was in the, I think, mid to low 800s, so I have, you know, pretty good credit.
Isn't 800 the highest you
can get? Yeah, I thought it was the highest you could get was 800.
Maybe it was 700. It was high.
Okay.
It was high enough to qualify for what they call a no-doc loan, which means that you don't have to provide any documentation of income, any documentation of availability, funding. All you have to do is sign a paper saying that you will repay this money.
Right.
So I went into my first purchase and bought a rental property and go into my settlement, signed all the papers. Everything was pretty straight and pretty easy. Got through that, signed my second set of documents. And here I came to find that as I was reading through the documentation that the mortgage broker that I was working through falsified the documentation and put down information about my salary, my earnings, that was inaccurate.
So wait a minute. So he was telling you you were going to get a no-doc loan, but when he was going to the bank, he was just lying to them?
Exactly.
I want to know the rest of the story. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel. and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, updates included. Get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com to find out the latest about Free Talk Live. Whenever you need to know, we'll send out an email. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You want to know more about Milton Friedman? Get the DVD, The Power of Choice, The Life and Ideas of Milton Friedman. It's a moving tribute to the man, from his effects on Estonia and Chile to the military draft in the United States. The video includes footage from the last 70 years. Get The Power of Choice and other books and videos on Liberty at lfb.com. Laissez-faire books, that's lfb.com.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to the phones, to the phone Jason in Pennsylvania, telling us about a mortgage that you were allegedly getting. Let me see if I understood the story so far correctly. A no-doc mortgage, which means that your credit score is so good. And by the way, I found out that the credit scores go up to 850, Mark.
Okay.
Apparently. Your credit score was so good that they didn't need even you didn't even have to show them any documentation to prove that you make X amount of dollars a year and all the stuff that most people normally have to turn over to their lenders before they get the loan. Then you you come to discover that the broker that you were dealing with was actually, I guess, lying and making up numbers about what you earned to the bank in order to try and get you the loan. Is that correct so far?
Well, yeah, I actually did get the loans, both of them. The first one, I didn't notice any numbers that seemed out of the ordinary. The second one, as I was going through the paperwork and finding the, I think they only had to sign like two or three pages, whereas, you know, a traditional mortgage, you've got to sign about 60 pages, as I remember from one of my previous loans, or at least it seemed to be. But so, the second time I was looking at the numbers, and I noticed that there was a, even though you don't have to document your salary or document your earnings, I'm self-employed, so it's actually hard for me to document some of that stuff because I try to hide as much as I can from the hands that want to reach into my pockets. So anyhow, I was looking over the numbers, and I asked him, I questioned him on it, and he said, oh, well, you know, we just have to put a number down there that works within the formula. And I said, works within the formula? I don't understand. He said, well, it's a no-doc loan. You don't have to document it, so it doesn't really matter what I put there. And I ended up, you know, I was in the middle of a settlement trying to buy a property, and, you know, lo and behold, I felt kind of, you know, awkward signing it, but I ended up signing it anyway. And everything went through and everything worked. But I can only imagine, you know, how many people that, you know, got those types of loans that ended up defaulting on loans, and how many unscrupulous mortgage brokers were trying to pad their own pockets by writing as many loans as they could and falsified information to get there.
Mm. Well, I don't think that this is any surprise to lenders, and I think that they've got some fail-safes put in place now. You know, when they had the big boom and they were trying to, the lenders didn't really care that much. They just wanted to get loans put through. But I don't think it's any surprise to them that they're paying a really big commission to mortgage brokers, and that mortgage brokers might do what it takes to get that mortgage put through. You know, I mean,
well, maybe, I don't know.
I think the banks were somewhat implicit in that.
Maybe they were. So, I don't know, I just found it interesting.
But, yeah, it's an issue, and it's one of the reasons that all
the
these...
The broker's not responsible, right? He doesn't have any sort of responsibility.
One of the reasons these subprime loans are all folding.
Mm. Jason, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, actually, totally unrelated. You were also talking about healthcare and different types of insurance, and, again, being self-employed, one of the things that costs me a lot of money every year is health insurance.
I bet.
And something I'd like to share with people is... something called a MSA or an HSA, which is a medical savings account or a health savings account.
Where do you get yours from?
You know what? I my wife takes care of it. I don't know who that's all done through. I did the research to find out that we wanted to do it. I don't know which provider she's ended up going through, but we've been doing it for a couple of years now, and it's a great way. If you're somewhat self-insuring, your medical responsibilities.
Right. As I understand it, instead of paying full price for full medical healthcare coverage or insurance, rather, you insure at a high deductible rate.
Right.
Of
just catastrophic.
$2,000 or $3,000 or something like that. Maybe higher. I don't know what the rates are. But you insure at a very high catastrophic style rate, and then the extra money that you normally would have been paying to a medical plan, you would put, or a regular insurance plan, you would put away in this medical savings account for the so-called rainy day in the future, correct? And you collect interest on it?
Exactly, yeah. You put it into an account. All the monies you put away are 100% deducted from your earnings, so you get a great tax benefit by doing this. You can use that money a lot more in a much, much more flexible way than, you know, the way you can use insurance. You know, in other words, I go to the drugstore and buy a bottle of aspirin. Well, that's a medical expense, or Band-Aids, or LASIK surgery, or things that regular insurance doesn't cover. You can use your MSA for, as long as it is for something that is deemed medical.
And it makes it tax-free, right?
And right, it makes any of those purchases tax-free.
Which normally they wouldn't be.
So you're buying those things with pre-tax dollars, which is a great, you know, benefit. It's like getting a 20-some percent or 30% discount on
your... What about somebody who doesn't pay federal taxes? How would this affect them?
The benefit there would be that you're not paying into the insurance company's pockets. You're paying into your own pocket, and it depends on the type of medical user you are. If you're using a lot of products and services throughout the year, then maybe you are better off with a traditional health plan. But for somebody like myself, I've got a wife and three kids. We have moderate expenses throughout the year, but it's much more flexible for us to be able to spend our money.
And you can pull the money out of the medical savings account just like any other savings account, right? Like if you needed to use it for another purpose, you could withdraw?
You can, with certain limitations. If you pull money out of it, and we've never had to do this, so I can't tell you all the details, but I do believe that there is a way that you pull money out of it, and then you end up paying taxes on those dollars if you don't use that money for health-related issues. We've never had to do it, so I don't know how that goes.
All right, very good. Well, Jason, thank you for the suggestion. I know that I'll be looking into some medical insurance soon, and I'm definitely going to be looking into the medical savings plan.
I think it's good for young men because, you know, they don't spend much money on on medical issues and to put the money into an account rather than giving it to an insurance company seems like a much better idea to me.
Absolutely. And I'm
just cover yourself for the catastrophic stuff.
I'm certainly capable of saving, so mm-hmm. I've got the fiscal discipline in order to handle something like that. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to, again, you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Sean in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
I was just calling to let you guys know that my name's actually not Sean. Your person got it wrong. It's actually
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we do suck. 800-259-9231. Almost as bad as your calls. Let's continue and talk to Free Dog in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello.
Good morning today.
Doing great. What's on your mind, Free Dog?
Oh, nothing much. I'm a licensed health insurance agent. So what the last caller was just talking about with HSAs,
mm-hmm.
very good way to go. Very good way to go, especially if you can put the money away.
But wait a minute. You're a health insurance agent. Aren't you supposed to be selling us insurance?
Well, believe it or not, that's what I do, catastrophic and HSAs.
Oh, I see.
All day
now,
long.
How do you make money off of selling insurance like that? Is there as much profit in it for an agent?
Not as much, but I sell a lot more of it, so it kind of makes up for it.
Got it. What, did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I did. I was listening to the podcast from yesterday, and I had a couple of philosophical arguments to pose to you about God.
Okay, sure.
It's kind of interesting. First off, and I know this is a very common paradox with as far as God goes, is God is described in the Bible as being both almighty and all-knowing.
Okay.
So could an almighty, all-knowing being create another being that was immune to his own future influence?
Could an almighty being create another being that was immune to his own future influence or God's future influence?
To God's future influence. Could God create a man, essentially, that would be immune to God's own future influence?
I'd like to have you flesh that out a little bit more if you can. Hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding the question.
Right, I'm not seeing the paradox quite yet.
We'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Only 30 days. We got 31 in this month? Yeah, 31 days. So only two more days remain in this month's voting window. We still need your votes because it is neck and neck between us and the number two podcast. At least I presume we're still number one. Neck and neck. We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it in the month of March, we are number three?
No, we're number one. We are three votes in the lead.
Oh, okay. Three votes
it's
in the
really
lead.
Really close. It's, you know, it's
anybody's game.
It really
anybody's
is.
Game. So we need you to do it at vote.freetalklive.com. And somebody had posted a message on the bulletin board system, I think, about, Julia, something about why we need to be number one.
Yes,
right?
Why does Ian really want to be number one? And the suggestion was, well, what's the difference between number one and number two?
And well, what is the difference?
I don't know. Some people think that you just don't like Harry Potter.
You know what? I've seen the movies. I love the movies. I think they're very entertaining.
I've read the books.
Honestly, I've never read the books.
I think it's great.
I've read the books
series.
And seen the movies, and they're both good.
So,
but I don't want him to win.
It's nothing against
me
Harry
neither.
Potter. It's just a matter of we've never been number one for the entire month. So it would
Are
be
you
kind
sure?
of nice. Yes, I'm sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
We've done pretty well in
never?
General, but never number one for 100% of an entire month. So when you do to go to vote.freetalklive.com, as we go back to Free Dog in Utah, Free Dog, who's presenting what is, I guess, a paradox of some sort in regards to the concept of God. Now, for people just tuning in, can you go ahead and for me as well, because I just couldn't quite wrap my mind around it. I'm still trying to. Could you rephrase what your point was?
It's okay. It's pretty intellectual. I totally understand.
Yes, I'm a simpleton. Absolutely. Went to government school, so I try my best.
Well, me too, but look, what can you do? The paradox is this: if God, Almighty and all powerful being, can create a being that is immune to God's own future influence, then God is therefore not by definition Almighty.
All powerful.
Right.
Correct.
Because now he has no influence over this other being.
So it's kind of like if God can't make a mistake, then he can't
right.
create something that is a mistake, so therefore he has a flaw, right?
Well, couldn't one argue that he made man have freedom of choice on purpose so that he could be hands-off and not have to be concerned with what they did?
Well, that gets to my other observation. But, yeah, you guys get an idea for that paradox. It's a philosophical paradox that we on, human beings will never be able to wrap our brain around.
Okay.
My other point is, God created man supposedly free. Do you agree with that? If you believe that God created man, which I personally don't, but God created man free.
Right. Well, there's two lines of thinking there. Some people believe that there's predetermination and predestination. Mm-hmm. The other people believe that there's freedom of choice, in which case that's what you're pointing out. And I think most people think that God created man to be free. I think you're right about that.
Okay. Okay. But Satan, if you believe in God, you know, sometimes most people also believe in Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Satan does not wish man to be free. Satan
Is that
wants
true?
To enslave man.
As I understood it, I mean, I guess that's the Christian version of what
sure,
Satan's all
sure.
about. But I thought Satan was supposed to be he was supposed to be the man as far as man was concerned. In that he was supposed to encourage man to feel good and to be free and to feel good, basically.
I don't understand that, but maybe it's just my own simpletonness.
Wasn't he supposed to? I'm probably not communicating it very well. Mark, you're the religious expert here. Wasn't Satan supposed to be like the ruler of Earth, essentially, and to encourage man to?
He's called the god of this world.
To be hedonistic and that sort of thing.
Well, the idea is that there's as I've heard it proposed, and I'm sure other people have different theories on it, but that God and Satan are in a battle of principalities and powers to determine whether good is a better system or whether evil is a better system. Hedonism. It's sort of like they're racking up points by souls saved and that kind of thing. Mm. At some point or another, God's supposed to win because he tosses Satan into the pit.
We've sort of interrupted your train of thought there, Free Dog. Where were you going with that?
Well, I just what I was going with that is a government also wishes to enslave man, bind him by their own rules.
Yes.
And any government that does so in the name of God, I suppose, would be considered sinful or blasphemous.
Sounds logical to me. You're saying that Christians, by their own dogma, should be anti-government.
Exactly.
Well said, sir.
Exactly.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-259-9231. And there are certainly a number of Christians out there. I think Gene the Christian Anarchist would be a perfect example of somebody who has come to that realization.
I just can't get the whole idea of predetermination at all. I mean, what's the point of it? Why did God even bother for the scenario to play out if he's got it all planned out and it's going to happen exactly the way he wants? And then how can he send people to hell if he's planning
he's
on
predetermining,
right? He's essentially, created me to damn me to hell.
Well, how
what
many
a
people
crappy thing that is to do?
You couldn't get out of it, essentially.
Right.
Born to go to hell, basically.
Right. He's predetermining everything. He decides whether or not I go to hell, even if, of course, I'm supposed to have free will, mm-hmm. but he's so much more powerful than I am. I just think I have free will because he's predetermined it. No, I cannot believe that there's that everything happens for a reason and all things happen for the good of those who serve him and all that other
plan.
All that other crap. It's not true.
Right.
If God's fair and just and good, he gave me free will just like he gave Adam free will in the Garden of Eden. He doesn't know what's going to happen at the end because he can't. He may be able to see the end but I have to have free will, otherwise it would be evil of him to send me to hell.
Mm. Well, there's certainly plenty of evidence to suggest that God is certainly not a very nice God. That's for sure, as far as the Christian God and all that. And how many people really believe in predetermination? How many of the Christians
I think a
believe
lot of people
in that?
Do. They haven't run it to its end.
Right. I don't think they've logically really thought it out at all, because they only seem to really pull it out when it's convenient for them. Like, they believe that their lives, they have the freedom of choice, but when something nasty happens, like a school bus full of children careens over a cliff or whatever, mm-hmm. and of course, Christians are asking themselves, why would God do such a thing? Well, then the stock answer is, well, it's God's plan. Don't question it. It's God's plan.
Yeah.
As though, he planned for this school bus full of children to careen over a cliff fiery inferno.
I don't think that that's the issue, though. Because God... that's really an issue. I think that you can say that a good God could plan for a school bus to go over the edge because it would result in something good happening down the line for his people.
I think that's such a stretch.
Wait a second. Because this life isn't real by Christian standards. Mm. This one that we're in...
I'm pretty sure the pain those children were feeling when they were smothering...
But it is pointless. It doesn't matter. This life is 80 years long, and eternity is... you know, beyond our ability to grasp. So what's more important? What's more important is, you know, if 100 people have to suffer and die in this life so one person can be saved, that's a really great thing. The idea that I am created to go to hell because he predetermines everything and he is this much greater mind than I am, even if I feel like I have free will, that's a much bigger deal. Like, he's created me, this being, supposedly with free will, at least that's what I'm told, in order to go to hell if predetermination's correct. And that's why I say it's not correct. Doesn't make sense.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, this country's gone straight to hell in a handbasket. I was getting into this argument with this Democrat on the MySpace. Pretty much, he's like, oh, don't worry, you know, we're going to repeal all this Patriot Act, Real ID, and military commission stuff. I'm like, Where have they said that? And they're like, well, when we take the thing, it's going to happen. I'm like, no, it's not. And I'll tell you why. Right there, this was explained on Dan Carlin. He explained it. It's like, the reason why they're not going to repeal it is because it's very simple. If they repeal it today and terrorists happens tomorrow, they're the ones that are going to get the hell for it, hell for that. And then they're going to get put out of office when the Republicans go, see what happens when you don't go spying on American people?
Yep, you're absolutely right. I think you know, the people, they sort of get swayed by the low-level activists in the Democratic movement, the ones that are out there passing out bumper stickers, the ones that are out there campaigning for their candidates, who are out there saying things and claiming things about the candidates that the candidates themselves haven't actually claimed. As you pointed out, where are they saying any of this? Are any elected Democrats actually doing anything to remove the Patriot Act?
So that's why I was saying that the secession of New Hampshire is really like the only true option for liberty in this lifetime. But even that's got to be carefully timed.
Yeah, it's going to take time.
You got to wait to right at the point where the U.S. pretty much collapses under its own weight, like the Soviet Union.
I don't know if we should wait that long. And that's maybe something we're going to disagree about more on the way. Thanks for the call, George. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.